Yay, you made friends as an adult. That's celebration in and of itself. Had a fun night. Then your kid accidentally makes an oopsie and damages not only something special, but perhaps even the relationship. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Good morning to my favorite morning people.
Hey.
So we're new to town, military family, and we just made some new friends.
Cool.
We were over at their house recently with our kids. Mm-hmm. One of my darling children decided to throw a Lego facepalm, and it hit their 75-inch QLED TV, and of course it damaged it.
Oh, geez.
But in only a tiny spot on the screen.
Okay.
We felt horrible.
Mm-hmm.
So we offered to replace the TV. Turns out it's $1,200.
Okay.
For us, that's a lot of money.
Sure.
But we don't want to ruin the friendship with this family. We ordered a new TV for them off Amazon. And here's the thing. The other TV still works. It just has a small spot of discoloration where the Lego hit it.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day I was talking to another friend about it, and they suggested maybe asking them for their TV to sell on Facebook Marketplace to help cover the cost of the new TV. I asked the other friend if that was an option. She said, nope. They're putting the TV in their teenage daughter's room.
Okay.
Like, what? This just doesn't sit well with me. If the TV was still usable and good enough for their daughter, why can't they just keep it in their living room?
Mm-hmm.
And they're still expecting us to buy them a brand new one. So I canceled the Amazon order. Now she's mad. Am I wrong for not wanting to buy them a brand new TV when the other one still works? What do you think?
Wow. That was a little bit of Petty Betty there.
A little bit. That's unique.
You know, I kind of go back to, all right, if you're buying them the new TV in the first place, what does it matter what they do with the other one?
Right, because it doesn't change the fact that it's still damaged.
Right.
And
I guess I kind of go back to that.
Before.
Yeah, I kind of go back to that. I mean, I get the whole wanting to recoup a little bit of your money and things like that. And you know, if you're trying to build a friendship with this new people, with these new people, maybe that's, you know, something that, I don't know, maybe you take the L on this one and you're just like, all right.
Yeah, well, when you told them that you were going to replace a TV and you order it and then you cancel the order.
That's like,
I'm going to give it to you and then I'll take it back.
Just kidding.
Yep.
This was actually conditional.
Yeah.
This was a conditional agreement.
Now, is there maybe a comparable one that you don't, isn't as expensive?
I don't know. I just did a quick shopping Google search of QLED TVs, and you can get a 75-inch one at Best Buy for $600. There are $1,200 ones there on Amazon. So I guess, you know, based on the quality that you want, you know, you could spend $1,200 and more on a 75-incher, but then you could also probably cut that in half if you just kind of shopped around a little bit. So maybe, I don't know what you did, if you got a one that was exactly the same model. And then if you're in the position of the neighbors whose TV was damaged, are you looking a gift horse in the mouth and saying, well, this isn't the exact same make and model?
Yeah.
Let's
hope that they're not going to react that way. Let's hope that they would understand that you're not everyone's just prepared to spend $1,200
right
out of thin air, like when they weren't planning on it.
But part of me is if they said, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, we'll replace it. And you're like, okay. Part of me is like, you're going to give me the same one. You're going to give me the same make and model of the TV. Is that just me or is that?
I think typically that would be like, okay, and that's probably the knee-jerk reaction of what she did when she added to cart on Amazon, and then how much money it was. Then the panic set in, like, oh wow, I didn't understand what I was volunteering when I said we'll just replace it, we'll buy a new one.
Yeah, all right. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation. I mean, this is pretty unique, but like, 502-795-1997. Would love your take. Maybe
it's more than just a lamp. Like, she didn't just break a lamp.
Right.
Lamps are a little easier to replace. Not a big problem. But $1,200 is a little bit. That's a bigger bruise.
Did,
on the bank account.
And then if you've got a story of your kid damaging something that
an
you had
expensive
to,
oopsie?
Right, an expensive oopsie. Would love to hear some of those stories too. 502-795-1997. We'll take those on the way. So your kid damages a new friend's neighbor's TV and you offer to replace it. And then there's a little bit of back and forth about what the old TV, where that's going to go. You were hoping to use some of that money to like buy or, you know, to sell it to maybe recoup some of the money on the new TV you're buying them. But then they're like, no, we're keeping it. It's 9970JX.
And $1,200 was a little more than what you can afford right now.
Yeah. Jamie rolls in and says, look, they didn't ask you to come into their home and have your kid break something and ultimately inconvenience them.
Yeah.
You just need to replace the exact TV that was broken. None of your concern what they do with it. It's the least you could do. And then goes on and says, I host a lot. It's crazy how disrespectful and entitled people feel in your home. If you can't appreciate common courtesy, keep kids at home until they're old enough to understand. Period.
Yeah, Tim kind of said the same thing. If you break it, you bought it. Replacing a TV. Yeah. So the TV is essentially theirs. You're not giving them an extra TV.
Because
I think that's where she's kind of hung up on that. Well, you're keeping it and you're using it for your teenage daughter. Why isn't it good enough to stay in the living room?
Interesting. Amanda rolls in on text and says, as Judge Judy would put it, if you're replacing the TV, then the other TV should be yours. Now, if that doesn't happen, then what would be the difference in replacing it with a used one? You don't get a new one if the other one is still usable.
Now, see, there's a lot of people that are of the opinion that you replace the exact model that they had.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I think.
Yeah, that's
and Trina kind of says, this is why I don't take my kids anywhere.
Okay, all right, sure. Now, is there an option to just repair the screen, the spot that was damaged?
You know what?
That's going to be less expensive.
That's right. Several people mentioned that. You know, there's that TV repair place that's right across from what, Mall St. Matthews or Oxmoor Mall or something like that.
Yeah.
Where someone said, hey, took my flat screen in there, got it replaced for a fraction of what it would have been to
buy a new one.
Got it repaired for a fraction of what it would have been to, get a new one. That's right.
Okay. Sean says, if that kid had arm strength to damage a TV by throwing a Lego, get him into baseball. Okay. Well, that's
helping the problem, though.
That's a side street.
That is a side street.
Or maybe, here's the thing, too, that, you know, you can be honest with the fact that $1,200 is a little out of your budget right now, but maybe you can, you know, they can replace it, buy the one that they want, and then you can maybe put on a little monthly payment plan.
Yeah.
Like help pay for it over time. It'll be easier for you to swallow and you're still doing the right thing.
Here's another thing.
And they get what they want.
To consider. How much do you want to remain friends?
Well, they just made friends with them.
I know.
They're new to town.
That's what I'm saying.
I think they want to keep the friendship.
Yeah,
so that's why we're talking about this.
That's right. If you want to keep the friendship that I'm saying, I think you got to own up on the L here and you got to just do and replace the TV. And yes, it may be $1,200, but, you know, maybe you can, you know, work it off. I don't know, but whatever. I think
there are options. You can either like pay them over time or there is a way that you can pay for a lot of, you know, Amazon and places like that have ways that you can pay for it over time or Klarna or something like that. Brad, the love physician, said, just let them know that $1,200 is too much for you at this time and you'll get rid of the kid instead.
Ah, see, there you go. Problem solved. All right. Hey,
so many great ideas, guys.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. Hopefully this helps and good luck.
Swifty Kim's like adding this to my long list of reasons why I'm so glad I never had kids. Swifty Kim, listen, kids are blessings. They're blessings from the Lord. Sometimes I break stuff.
Until they break things and cause problems. All right, thanks. That's group therapy.